When my hair was evenly waxed, the hairdresser swept the forelock back and brought the rest up into a large knot, like a pincushion on the top of the head. When viewed from the back, this pincushion has a split in it, as if it's cut in two, which gives the hairstyle its name of split peach. Even though I wore this split peach hairstyle for a number of years, there's something about it that never occurred to me until quite some time later when a man explained it. The knot, what I've called the pincushion, is formed by wrapping the hair around a piece of fabric. In back, where the knot is split, the fabric is left visible. It might be any design or color, but in the case of an apprentice geisha, after a certain point in her life at least, it's always red silk. One night, a man said to me, "Most of these innocent little girls have no idea how provocative the split peach hairstyle really is. Imagine that you're walking along behind a young geisha, thinking all sorts of naughty thoughts about what you might like to do to her, and then you see on her head this split peach shape with a big splash of red inside the cleft. And what do you think of?" Well, I didn't think of anything at all, and I told him so. "You aren't using your imagination," he said. After a moment, I understood and turned so red he laughed to see it. On my way back to the Okya, it didn't matter to me that my poor scalp felt the way clay must feel after the potter has scored it with a sharp stick. Every time I caught a glimpse of myself in the glass of a shop, I felt I was someone to be taken seriously, not a girl anymore, but a young woman. When I reached the Okya, Auntie made me model my hair for her and said all sorts of kind things. Even Pumpkin couldn't resist walking once around me admiringly, though Hatsumomo would have been angry if she'd known. And what do you suppose Mother's reaction was? She stood on her tiptoes to see better, which did her little good because already I was taller than she was, and then complained that I probably ought to have gone to Hatsumomo's hairdresser rather than Mameha's. Every young geisha may be proud of her hairstyle at first, but she comes to hate it within 3 or 4 days. Because, you see, if a girl comes home exhausted from the hairdresser and lays her head down on a pillow for a nap, just as she did the night before, her hair will be flattened out of shape. The moment she awakens, she'll have to go right back to the hairdresser again. For this reason, a young apprentice geisha must learn a new way of sleeping after her hair is styled for the first time. She doesn't use an ordinary pillow any longer, but a takamakura, which I've mentioned before.